be here tonight. I'm glad that you all are out. I'll tell you a quick story. Ronald Reagan, right after he was elected 40th president of the United States, in his transition from the election to his inauguration, he needed a place to go in order to set up his transition team and his new staff for becoming president. A governor allowed him to use his house that overlooked Washington, D.C. Well, one morning, his staff heard some chainsaws going off in the front. And so they went out, and lo and behold, there was the future president of the United States cutting down some trees on property of a house that he did not own. And they went up to him, and they said, "Mr. Reagan, why are you cutting down these trees? You don't own this." He said, "They obstruct my view." That is the view of Washington, D.C. that he wanted. Brethren, friends, there are things in our lives that obstruct our view of heaven, and we've got to cut them down. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, it says, "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses," and he's talking about chapter 11 there, "let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." It is an enduring race as a Christian. Paul will tell Timothy, the young preacher, he says, look, if you live as a Christian, you will, not might or could, you will suffer persecution. So there will be things in our lives that we will suffer as a Christian, but we got to keep running the race. Satan's going to start throwing things in our way. We've got to get rid of those things and cut them down. He goes on, he says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Ask you a question. Has all these things that we sometimes put in our way that block our view of heaven, any of those things die for us? Has the world died for our sins? Absolutely not. In fact, the world hates you. The world doesn't love you. Only God loves you. In John 3:16, "For God so loved the whole world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Has anyone in the world done that for us? Absolutely not. Has Satan done that for us? Of course not. So we've got to look unto the goal. Tonight, if you are not a Christian, start cutting down some trees. Let's get rid of some of the obstacles. What is the reason that's keeping you from obeying the gospel? If we can help you with it, we'd love to sit down and open up God's word and walk through it. Jesus says to go into all the world and preach the gospel. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He that does not believe will be condemned. You've got to die to the old way of living. Come up out of the world. Go into the watery grave of baptism. That's where God comes in, and he washes away all our sins with the blood of the Lamb, and then be raised out of the watery grave to walk in newness of life. And yes, we're going to have struggles. But there's a great passage in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. "If we confess our sins, he," God, "is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." If you want to get those obstacles out of the way, if you want to get sin off your heart, tonight is the night to do that. We will be here to help you in any spiritual way that we can. If you want to obey the gospel, we'll be here to take your confession. You believe that Jesus is the Son of God, we'll take him to the water. God will take away your sins and will bring up a new creature into the family of God. If you are a Christian, you drifted back into the world, you can come, be restored to God. If it's something between you and God, go to God in prayer right now, even before we start singing the song, and ask for forgiveness. But if it's weighing heavy on your soul, or if you've done a public sin that you need to confess publicly, then now is the time to do that. Right now, as together we stand and as we sing.
Christ will meet you there. He intercedes for you. Lift up your voice. Leave with him your care and begin life anew. Kneel at the cross. Leave every care. Kneel at the cross. Jesus will meet you there. Kneel at the cross. There is room for all who would his glory share. bliss there awaits. Harm can ne'er befall those who are anchored there. Kneel at the cross, leave every care. Kneel at the cross, Jesus will meet you there. Kneel at the cross, give your idols up, look unto realms above. Turn not again to life's sparkling cup, trust always in his love. Kneel at the cross, leave every care. Kneel at the cross, Jesus will meet you there.
You may be dismissed to your classes. Remember, there's a video general here, and then a ladies' video in the annex for the adults.